John chapter 8, starting at verse 25. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou? Jesus said unto them, Even that which I have also spoken unto you from the beginning. I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, but he that sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these speak I unto the world. They perceive not that he spake to them of the Father. Jesus therefore said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things. Now, chapter 12. Verse 49. Connection 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my saying, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day, for I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me. He hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. The things, therefore, which I speak, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. Now, chapter 15, and look at verse 14. You are my friends if you do the things which I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. And the last chapter, 17. Verse 7. Now they know that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are from thee. For the words which thou gavest me, I have given unto them. And they received them, and knew of the truth that I came forth from thee, and they believed that thou didst send me. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for the words spoken by thy Son. Let us know that there is something different about the way he speaks and all other men speak. Some since thy Son had spoken in similar ways, but never man spake like this man. And we desire, again this week, to consider the words that thy Son spoke. We pray that thy Spirit may prepare our hearts. Father, thou knowest what we are by nature. Thou hast told us, even concerning the prophets of old, they were men of like passions. So knowing what our passions are, our frailties, our infirmities, give you this hour by your Spirit. Raise us above ourselves, our God, and let our hearts be like a field that is beautifully prepared to receive good seed. And may the good seed of the Word of God enter our hearts and bring forth fruit abundantly. We confess our sins, Father. You have promised to be faithful and just to forgive them and defend us from all unrighteousness. So grant that, we pray. We look to thee for good this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I told you there were 13 scriptures stating that the words of the Lord Jesus Christ were not his words, but were his Father's words. 12 of those scriptures were spoken by Christ, and only one of those scriptures was spoken by another. Since you have trusted Christ as Savior, that should mean nothing to you. But suppose you were one like Nathanael, seeking truth. When someone told Nathanael about the Lord Jesus, saying, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets spoke, Jesus of Nazareth, and so forth. Nathanael said, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? You say, That's bad. No, that's good. For this reason, if the only one who ever tells you anything great about himself his companion himself be suspicious. And the Lord Jesus is the only one in John's Gospel, other than the introductory statement by John himself, who tells the people, the words I speak to you are from God. My teaching is not mine, but my Father's that sent me. Now, if you are a man who is intellectually honest, and if you're like the Berean, and if you're like Nathaniel, it is perfectly in order, and the Lord Jesus authorizes it, for you to question his statement. For this reason, the Savior himself said this, if I bear witness concerning myself, my witness is not true. You realize he said that? If I bear witness concerning myself, my witness is not true. Well, he bore witness of himself 12 times. Then, is he saying that his witness is not true? You say, he said it. But then again, he said this. When, having confessed certain things about himself, the Pharisee said, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. That was good. They had a right to say that. Because, in the Old Testament, again and again, it says this. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And the Lord Jesus himself said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. And so we cannot criticize the Pharisees for saying, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. But then the Lord Jesus says a strange thing, having said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Then he says this, farther along in John's Gospel. I will tell you these references, but you might be tempted to look at them, so just listen. The Savior said, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, because I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. What does this mean? If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But then again, he complements that statement by saying, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, because I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going. It means this, that inasmuch as he was truly a man, and he was born under the law, there must, in that sense, be someone who corroborates the thing he said. But at the same time, he's telling you, of John's Gospel, that he is not any ordinary man, that he is divine. You say, how is that? Well, let me ask you, whenever God would tell you anything, did you say to God, would you please prove to me that what you're saying is true? Did you say that to God? You say, you don't say such a thing like that to God. God doesn't have anybody to back up what he says. He's God. That's exactly what Christ is saying. Do you not understand that? He said, yes, I'm a man. I will accept your testimony. In your law it is written, the testimony of two men is true. But notice what he says. He said, I am he that beareth witness of myself and my Father who sent me. He said, the witness of two men is true. But then he says, not two men are testifying. He said, but two divine beings are testifying. He said, my Father who sent me bears witness of me, and I bear witness of myself. And so in these passages, our Savior is claiming to be truly man, and at the same time, and the Jews understood this perfectly, he was claiming to be truly God. That's why they wanted to stone him. Why are you going to stone me? Because you, being a man, make yourself God. They understood it perfectly. And all of those who are Jehovah's Witnesses and Unitarians who say Jesus never claimed to be God, the blinded Pharisees understood what he was saying better than you do. They knew he was claiming to be deity. When he said, before Abraham was, I am, they knew exactly what he meant. He was that being in Exodus chapter 3, that when Moses said, whom shall I say sent me? Say, I am sent you. They knew exactly what he was talking about. And so, that is why the Lord Jesus is the one who 12 out of 13 times bears witness concerning himself, because who corroborates what God said? You say, God needs no corroboration. True. And who corroborates the things that the Lord Jesus Christ said of himself? Who can corroborate those things? The Lord Jesus said, I came down from heaven. Anybody here can back that up? Anybody on earth can bear witness to that? You see, why, nobody can. Well, there are some things that are spoken by Christ that must be accepted by faith. Now, there is the danger. That is what is so dangerous. Why? Because if there are some things that must be accepted by faith, we must accept the testimony of Christ as being true because of something that God works within us, enabling us to know that the things that he speaks are true. And the Savior said this. I mentioned it last week. I'm going into details in some of these 13 verses today we considered, but I'm going to review this one with you. The Savior said in John chapter 7, he said, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man winneth to do his will, he shall know whether I speak from myself or whether God is the one who authorizes my teaching. If any man willeth to do his will, he shall know. What does it mean? It means that the Spirit convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment, and even though a man is darkened and blinded, the Spirit can enable him to see and know of a truth that Jesus came from God. And this is the only way you will ever know that Jesus came from God. Because I cannot go up to heaven to see if he's at the Father's right hand. And I cannot put myself back into eternity and know that he was there from the beginning, as the child quoted this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The only way we can ever know that is if the Spirit of God testifies to our spirits what he says is true. And if any man is willing to do God's will, he shall know. And this is what is so dangerous. Do you realize that Joseph Smith, one that started Mormonism, says, you have to have the same testimony of faith concerning me. You have to believe that all of these things I'm telling you is true. God will allow that. And so, you read his life. You read this book that he brought into existence. He produced for men to read. You read it, and you read his life. And then, if the Spirit of God says, believe Joseph Smith, then you're going to reject Jesus Christ. But if the Spirit tells you to believe Joseph Smith, then believe Joseph Smith. But I'm telling you this, that a different spirit has said that all of these sects and all of these cults of modern Christendom are not of Christ, but they are of Satan. And it says this in Timothy. It said that in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. But God assures you this, that if you truly want to do his will, you do not have to worry about deciding whether Sun Young Moon and all of these leaders of these different cults today, Joseph Smith, whether this one is right or that one is right or another. If a man is of the truth, the Savior said, everyone that is of the truth, heareth my voice. I have no fear about that. I have no fear that in the coming day a man is going to say, well, I wanted to become a Christian, but I was led astray. God sees to it that everyone who truly wants to do his will recognizes the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. And so that will be no excuse in the coming day. But this man came and told me this, and this woman came and told me this. God sent his Son into the world, and he has told you this. And you read his words, and the Spirit of God will bear witness that what he says is true. And so this is why when Christ said, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, because I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. Tell me anyone else in the world who can make that statement. Do you know where you came from? You don't know where you came from. I don't even know who my father and mother were, except they told me that I was born of them. You don't know where you came from. And then the scientists don't know where you came from. They tell you you came from slime. And then they tell you that you started with one cell, and then that evolved, and finally you're here. They do not know where you came from. That's their conjecture. That's where they tell you you came from. And not only that, they do not know where you're going. They say, I am not sure that there is life after death. Personally, I believe that when man dies, it is all bodily chemistry, and that is the end. Just what Christ said. He said, you do not know where you came from. You do not know where you're going. That is being borne out all over the world today. And men are fighting to suppress the truth that we came from God, and that if we trust Christ as Savior, we're going back to God. They're trying to suppress that truth, to make it so that we do not know where we came from, unless you accept my speculation, and you cannot know where you're going. They want to constantly keep man in the darkness in which he was born. But the Lord Jesus said, I'm different. He said, I know where I came from. He said, I came down from the Father. He said, Father, you loved me before the foundation of the world. Who can say that other than one who was with the Father before the foundation of the world? And the Lord Jesus knew exactly where he was going, on the cross. He said, Father, into thy hands I command my spirit. And he told that thief on the cross where he was going. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The only one who knew where he came from and who knew where he was going. You see why Christ, when they contradicted him and said, you bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true.
The Lord Jesus moved away from his true humanity and said, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true because I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. God's testimony is self-evident. It cannot be corroborated. There are some things that God tells us by revelation that we have to accept by faith. You say, well, why did he not make it different? Why did he not make it so we could prove it? Because he wants it this way, as he tells us in Hebrews 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that believeth he is, he that trusts God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. We simply have to believe that he is. By faith, we know that the worlds were created out of things that are not seen. That's the only way you can know it. And the scientists do not know if matter is eternal or if matter came into existence. They do not know what will happen when the system slows down, if it will collapse and come back in. They do not know these things. But the Lord Jesus has told you, I know all of those things. The Bible tells us that all things were made by Christ. And without him is not anything that has been made that has been made. And he's told us the system isn't going to collapse on itself. The Lord Jesus said that he shall reign forever and ever. And he has said that when he comes back again, he's going to establish his kingdom. He's told us all about the future. And Peter tells us that God is going to create new heavens and new earth. And Isaiah told us that long ago. And so, you either have to accept what a revelation in the Bible says, or you have to listen to man who says, no, I do not know. And so you're listening to a man who says, I do not know, but I conjecture. And the Lord Jesus said, I know. And the Lord Jesus said, I know also where I'm going. And you read it with an open heart, and the Spirit of God will tell you he's speaking the truth. And you listen to others, and you listen to them, and you believe them. And all you will become is some puffed up person who is proud of being independent of God, of being an atheist or an agnostic, rather than being a humble creature of God who says, you made me, O God. I acknowledge you as my creator. I acknowledge my responsibility to you. You are the one who brought me into existence. And when I leave this world, I'm going back to you. I am answerable to you. And this pleases God. Because the fallen nature of man, when the Spirit of God works upon it, and that Spirit responds to the truth, he says, God is my creator, and God is my redeemer. And that is what God wants. And so, why, you say, does Jesus keep testifying concerning himself? Because he's the only one who could testify concerning himself. Peter, Andrew, James, John, they could not tell you that he came down from heaven. The only thing they could say is, he told me he came down from heaven, and I believe it. You see why? He had to keep saying, my Father teaches me, I learn from God. You see? You say, it had to be that way. True. And God said, I want it this way. And not any sinner who wants light and is willing to do God's will ever be led astray to follow any modern Messiah. All of them are putting themselves forth as Messiahs, as emanations from God. And there is not one of you today who wants to know whether Christ is of God or these false cult leaders today are of God. Not one of you will be led astray. The Spirit of God will reject all these others and will let the blaze of the sun shine in your eyes. It's the same as if I were up here with a flashlight and I said, this is the true source of light, this flashlight. And another took you outside and said, look up in the sky. There is the source of light for earth, the physical source of light. Look at the sun. And so you look at the sun and then come back in and say, I believe in this flashlight. That's what you are doing. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Heaven. And you are looking at something that man has made that doesn't have even the brightness of a flashlight. It is darkness. And yet he has convinced you that the sun in the sky is not light. That is darkness. Jesus is darkness, but I am light. And that is why the Savior says over and over and over 12 times that all that he said, all that he was ever taught, all that he put in the hands of man, all of these things came from God. And so listen to them. I want you to know just what Christ said. I was summing up the things the way that Christ expressed that his teaching was not his own. He said, my teaching is not mine, but his that sent me. But this is what he said. He said, my Father taught me. He said, I have heard from my Father. He said, I have seen my Father do these things. He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. The Spirit is given me without measure, John tells us in chapter 3. And the Savior says, that I know that his commandment is life eternal, and he says, all that you have taught me, I have given unto them. The words that God spoke unto me. Now, you get the thrust of it? That God spoke, that God taught, that God showed, that God guided by the Spirit. The Lord Jesus, in all of these instances, is telling us this, that while truly divine, he is truly God manifest in the flesh. Because, as God's testimony is self-evident, so God needs no one to teach him, to instruct him, to speak to him, to illumine him. And yet the Lord Jesus said, I learn everything I know from the Father. You see, at times he can speak as the great I am, saying, if I bear witness of myself, my testimony is true because I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. He can speak as God. And then as God manifests in the flesh, he tells us about his perfect manhood and saying, I learned everything that I tell you from the Father. My Father taught me. He spoke to me. I heard him. I saw him. And the Father abiding in me doeth his work. And so if you read one of them, you're liable to think that, well, Jesus is just a man. You read the other, you're liable to believe, why, Jesus is just simply God. But he's God manifest in the flesh. And that's why he can say one thing that seems to contradict it, and those that are looking for contradiction say, the Bible is full of contradictions. The Bible is full of beautiful truths that fit perfectly together if the Spirit of God will reveal them to you, and you have not comprehension enough to know that this is God's Son who is speaking, who is one with the Father, and therefore says, I can bear witness of myself, because I know that I was in the beginning with the Father, that he loved me before the foundation of the world, that I had glory with my Father before the foundation of the world. So remember that. And when the Savior came, when he made himself of no reputation, he agreed to, as a man, be taught of the Father. This is the beauty of all of these statements. I learn from the Father. He taught me. I see him. It is just like a child looking at you, his father. He sees the way you prepare a piece of furniture. He sees the way that you work on the house. Whatever your vocation is, he looks at you and sees how you do things. The Lord Jesus said, as a man, he said, I am so in such intimacy with my Father that I hear him. I see him. He teaches me. He speaks to me. This is the intimacy of the Father with the Son. And the result of that is that every word that Christ ever spoke was that which his Father gave him to speak to man. Now, just these things briefly. In chapter 8, the Savior said, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he that sent me is true. What does this mean? I take it to mean this, in brief. I have many things to speak and to say concerning you, but even though you will not believe them, even though you reject them, even though you close your ears to them, but he that sent me is true, whether you believe them or not, and whether you want to hear them or not, the things which I heard from him I speak in the world. The Lord Jesus is not one whose words or ways were changed by men. People were constantly trying to do that. His brethren said, go up to Jerusalem to the feast. Manifest yourself. The Lord Jesus said, it's not my time to go. His Father had not told him to go. And at the same time, you had better get out of here because Herod would fain kill you. The Lord Jesus said, you go tell that fox that I have to go here and there and the next place. And when men would say what to say, and when he did say things and do things, they said, he's beside himself. He's out of his mind. The Lord Jesus paid no attention to that. Whatever he said, if it caused his own countrymen to pick up stones to stone him, he said, it makes no difference. I have many things to speak and to say to judge concerning you, but whether you will take them or not, he that sent me is true, and I'm going to speak them in the world. And he did. And when they said, are you the Son of the Blessed? He said, I am, even though it resulted in his death, humanly speaking. All the words the Father gave him, he spoke those words, whether men liked them, whether they wanted to hear them, and even when Stephen was speaking, they hated his words and put their fingers in their ears. And the people hated the Lord Jesus for speaking the truths of God. The Lord Jesus said, you're going to hear them, whether you want to hear them or not, and I'm going to tell you what God said, because God is true. And he did. And it resulted in his death, and this is the next verse. He said, even though you do not know now, even though God speaks what is true, he said, after you have lifted up the Son of Man,
you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, so I speak. Remember that. He said someday, everybody is going to know. You're going to know. Whether you love him or hate him, you're going to know. And all of those that deny him and reject him and say, he leads the people astray, when they stand before the great white throne, even now in hell, awaiting that day, they know who he is. After the Lord Jesus is raised from the dead, it's a horrible time to find out that this one that you denied as being God manifest in the flesh is all that he said he was. And it says, every eye shall see him, and some are going to see him with joy. He shall descend from heaven with a shout, those that love him and trust him as Savior in this life. And then those that had him crucified that never repented, they are going to see him also. Every eye shall see him. And the Lord Jesus said, you shall know after you have raised me up. And the joy of knowing, even though for a while you faltered, knowing that he, whom you thought would redeem Israel, has redeemed Israel. And he's alive forevermore. And now, alive from the dead, the Lord Jesus said, fear not, I have the keys of death and hell. To know it, to know that Jesus is alive, he said, after you have lifted up the Son of Man, you shall know. Some say, how can we know? The Lord Jesus said, you shall know. And then when Thomas and the rest were doubting, and he said, touch my hands, put forth your hands, thrust your fist into my side, and see, and be not faithless, but believing. After he was raised up on the cross, and died, and was brought again from the dead, then those that trusted him, they knew, and then his enemies knew as well, and yet they suppressed it, and they denied it. But in the coming day, they will know it, every man shall know it, and the books are going to be opened, and everything that they've done, good or bad, will be brought to their attention. And so the Lord Jesus has borne witness of himself 12 times. And he says, the things that I've spoken unto you, they shall bear witness of you. They shall judge you in that coming day. Today is the day for believing. Tomorrow will be too late. Let us pray. Now, Father, we thank you that you have sent this one from heaven. And as he said, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he that sent me is true. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners. And though they contradicted him and called him inspired by Beelzebub, still he spoke those words unto the world. God is true, and I'm going to tell you the truth of God, whether you accept it or not. We are thankful that he did, our Father. And our desire is not that the prince of this world may blind hearts and may take away the good seed sown in their hearts, but that they shall see that Jesus is the one who bears witness of himself because he is one with the Father. He is God the Son. Let them know it now, Father, in time, and not tomorrow, when they see him high and lifted up, seated upon the great white throne. Only you by your Spirit can do this, and so work in the hearts of sinners. And then, for us who are Christians, let us trust more and more in your infallible word, knowing that it's a sure foundation. Bless to this end, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.